Today is National Agriculture Day. We want to talk a little bit about that with a couple of youngsters here from the area who are involved in the Speak Out for Agriculture, the SOFA group. We have two students here we want to visit with. The first is?
Morgan Barkley.
Morgan, tell us a little bit about your family.
My dad and my mom are both, they do agriculture business. My mom works at a feed place, and my dad is a farmer full-time, and we own our own cattle.
Very good. And you go to what school?
Atlantic.
And you are in what grade?
I'm a junior.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your ag experiences. You're involved in both 4-H and FFA. Which one's better?
I like FFA a little more.
They're both fun. Let's talk FFA first then. Let's talk about your experiences there. What do you like most about FFA?
I like showing my cattle at fair, and then my big thing is livestock judging. I really enjoy that. I'm pretty good at it. I just like the cattle part of it, though. It's my favorite.
Was it just a given that you were going to get involved in FFA?
Kind of. I've been raised on a farm, and then I'm also part of Rolling Hills Heifer Project, which I have my own cattle. I have 20 cows, and then I raise my own cattle to show. So
that's quite an opportunity.
Yes, it is. I have my own calves. I'm calving right now. I had to pull a calf the other night, so.
I was going to say, if you're calving, what are you doing here? You should be busy.
My dad's doing it, I guess.
It kind of has to be a family affair in a certain way, doesn't it?
Yes, we actually pull calves all the time. We actually go up out at midnight if we have a calf to pull with my whole family, so.
Well, sounds like it. Is it fun, though?
Yes, I enjoy it a lot. I'd rather be outside than inside, so.
Does this change your perspective at all, having an opportunity to be involved in a program like that? Did you fully understand everything that was involved in that business?
I didn't understand all the stuff that you have to take to go into it. You have to have a lot of responsibilities and know what you're doing, and I've had to become more part of how to control my money opportunities and all that, so.
It's a little bit like having children. You suddenly don't get to make your own decisions anymore, do you?
Yes, very true.
Very true. All right. What attracted you to the FFA program initially? Was there something that made you really want to get involved?
I think just the agriculture part. I really enjoy spending time with animals and outside. I'm not really liking to stay inside, I guess.
Okay. What about 4-H? Why did you get involved in 4-H?
My mom's actually the leader of my 4-H club. I've been a president for 3 years. I'm right now the secretary for 4-H, so just something I always have done.
What are some of the differences then for you? What are you gaining out of 4-H that you don't get out of FFA? What do you get out of FFA you don't get out of 4-H? Do they go hand in hand to a certain respect to each other?
There's a lot that is common with them, but 4-H I get involved with a lot of younger kids, which FFA is just a lot of high school kids, so it's just a change in scenery, I guess.
Is there one thing you can point to through 4-H that's like the best thing that you've been able to accomplish through 4-H so far?
Probably showing cattle. I think it's helped me branch out and have more fun, and just it's fun times, I guess. Okay. Spending time at fair.
Yeah, well, and you get to do a lot with other people. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you're in leadership in your group as well. Do you enjoy that part of it?
Yes, I do. I like being in charge, I guess. It's just fun to see, and then it helps the little kids to have someone to stand up to and see what they want to do.
Very good. Now, one of the things we're visiting with today, too, and both of you that we're going to talk to here today are involved in the Speak Out for Agriculture, the SOFA organization group here, the student organization group between the counties. Why did you get involved in that process?
I went to the SOFA trip my eighth grade year, I think, and I loved it. So I actually skipped a year and didn't go, and then I decided to be on the planning committee. And I've been on the planning committee for 2 years, and it's just a fun way to get to know new people and decide what we're going to do. My favorite trip was the Chicago trip, though, because it was a longer trip, and you just see different agriculture things. You get to branch out and see more about it.
When you get a chance to travel for either 4-H or FFA, for example, do you talk about SOFA to students who are in other parts of the state or maybe in other states about some of the experiences that you've had? Do they have anything similar to that?
Yes, we do talk about it, but there's not a lot of different trips, but there is. In FFA, there's a lot more, I think, but 4-H, you do a lot with just your club. You don't branch out with other clubs. This is more all of us are coming together and meeting new people and going new places.
Very good. Why should youngsters who have the opportunity get involved in something like SOFA?
Just to see what is out there. I didn't know that there's so much a part of the agriculture stuff. I wouldn't have known there's different branches and all sorts of other stuff you could go into with agriculture.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thanks so much for your time today and continued success to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Morgan. All right. And who's next?
Tim Bean.
Okay. Tim, tell us about your family.
I live in Stewart, Iowa. Dad's a farmer and mom helps out during harvest. And we own some, we feedlot cattle and have our own herd and
sure. And you're involved in both 4-H and FFA as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's talk 4-H first. Why did you get involved? What made you want to do that? Is there a family affair with you?
Yeah. I say it's been a tradition for I don't know how many generations, but we just show cattle and pigs, and it's just been in our family. And Dad said, I think you should do that when I was in fourth grade. So I thought, well, I like doing this, so went ahead and tried it out, and I've been with it ever since.
But you still had the choice, right?
Yeah, he gave me a choice, and mm-hmm. I just thought it'd be a great experience.
Obviously, you've enjoyed it since then. What's the best thing you've been able to do through 4-H so far?
I think just meeting people. I mean, you get a whole week at fair, and you meet so many new people. Made, I don't know how many friends. I'm just made me more comfortable with talking, and it's just a great experience.
Very good. Let's talk FFA then, too, because you're involved in that as well. Was that just an automatic for you? Was there ever even an option that you weren't going to be involved in FFA?
No, they gave me a choice on that, too. But as I say, I was with 4-H, and I remember growing up, I'm like, FFA, that's where the big kids go for farming. So that's what I'm going to do when I grow up to be in high school.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and I tried that out, and it's been good.
What are some of the biggest differences that you see between 4-H and FFA? Because they complement each other in a way.
Like what she said was that there's a lot more little kids involved in 4-H, and FFA, it's a lot more strict and a lot of older kids that you've got to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about the FFA part then, too, as far as the bigger picture. Have you gone, for example, say, to convention?
No, I've tried for the past couple years, but I've never got the chance to actually go. I've been to state convention, and that was a great experience, meeting new people and seeing what else goes on there. And
do you really have some interesting conversations with some other students who are involved when you go to these different events?
Yeah, I say it's amazing to see how many other people are out there that they do the same thing that I do, and they enjoy the same stuff, and you can talk to them and see, hey, I've been there before. I'll have to meet up with you next year, and you branch out. I've got so many friends throughout the state, and it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to trade cell phone numbers, keep in touch with folks that way, too, and I know a lot of folks make a lot of friends in that way, and sometimes lifelong friends, things that stick with you for a good long time. What do you want to get out of all of this, 4-H, FFA, at the end of the day when it's all said and done and you've graduated past and you're out of those systems, what do you hope to build from?
Well, I kind of want to build for my future. I mean, when I grow up and I have kids, I can tell them this is how you do this, and this is how this goes, and it just being able to teach other people and even younger kids just what other things are out there. And
is it automatic, or are you going to give your kids a choice too?
No, I'll give them a choice.
Okay. What about SOFA? Why did you get involved in that?
Well, my parents kind of made me go on that one. They didn't give me a choice on that.
Okay.
But they said, I used to be quiet and just didn't have, I wasn't like I am today where I didn't know as many people, but I went on that my first year. It was kind of rough because I was the little quiet kid that didn't talk much, and the next year I went, I probably talked to everybody on that bus, and it was just great. I met so many new friends, and it just helped me with speaking and getting to know people, and I learned so many new things on the trip too. Just my first year, we went to Waterloo, John Deere. I thought that was the coolest thing just because, this is how they build the tractors. This is, I've rode in these before. It's neat.
Get to see it from the other side now.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Is it more than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah.
Well, but you had a choice whether or not you wanted to be involved in helping to organize and be on part of this group with SOFA. Why did you decide to make that step?
Well, since I learned how to talk to people more a little better, I thought, well, I want to help out those kids that may be quiet. And so I decided I'd get on the planning committee, and I've stuck with it. And it's kind of neat being able to choose where you want to go and what you want to learn about, and maybe thinking what these kids want to learn about.
Do you guys have a lot of fun discussions then about how you're going to put this trip together, what all is going to happen?
Yeah, because usually first we decide which direction we want to go, and we plan out where places that would be neat to go, and then we kind of narrow it down from there to see what places we think people would enjoy the most.
Very good. I'm going to make you a spokesman then. Give some of the younger students an idea of why they should get involved in things like SOFA, FFA, 4-H.
Well, it's just there's so much that happens that you may not know about, mm-hmm. but if you do these, it really helps you broaden your horizon. You learn so much, and it's just a great experience.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck to you.
Thank you.